For your Saturday morning, we've got you covered with all things sport with a side of carry-on.
Calling all my friends for the weekend. This is what we're gonna do.
Triple M's Weekend Huddle. Nestle in
a semi-disorderly manner.
Ryan Daniels, Danny Shuey and Tom Atkinson. Take it away.
Hey, it's going down.
Saturday morning, welcome to it. The Triple M Towers. We are up and about. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning, Ryan. You look very suave this morning, Ryan. Yeah. I mean, what's your name, Tom?
Hold on. Let's describe what he's wearing. Yeah, okay. People can guess what he's about to do.
Big so day you've today. Got your tight, big tightless day. Cap on. Is that how I pronounce it, Rhino?
That's close enough.
That gives you've it away what I'm doing.
A very flamboyant pulp.
Way to just give away the good clue.
Well, not everyone knows what that brand is.
I reckon everybody knows that that's a golfing brand.
Okay, well, you're going golfing today, but let's just talk about your outfit. You've got a beautiful polo shirt on. Yeah. What would you describe that pattern as?
I'm just going to say this shirt.
Yeah.
Op shop. Hello.
Okay. Well, that explains it.
Yeah, I would have guessed that. Yeah.
$7.
You've got your pipe.
$7.
Look at that.
I would describe the pattern as maybe like doctor's waiting room curtain.
Yeah. Definitely. Absolutely. I was going to say aged care home. Hey, and your pants are, what have you got?
These are fresh from Tarjay.
Oh, nice. You really splurged on your outfit.
Chino calves out too.
Well, the thing is he's going to be spending a lot of time in the dirt today, so he's got to wear his old...
So, little golf trip today. Thank you.
Very exciting for you, Tommy.
Thank you to Vinka.
Must be nice. Yeah. Has Vinka ever had like a sort of golf day with the girls or an
I said to her, you can go away whenever you like.
No, you didn't.
As long as she checks with her mum and makes sure she's okay to
work.
Big day and two of my horses running today as well.
Oh, geez, big day for Tommy and a big night last night for the Collingwood Football Club, into a grand final.
97,000 at the G.
Yes.
Going absolutely off last night.
Went bonkers.
Through to the grand final.
And of that 97,000, 96,900 of them were Collingwood fans. So pity the 100 GWS fans who gave it everything they had. Bloody hell, it was a good game.
Heartbreak for the GWS fans and all the people that were on board that orange tsunami.
Did you see the number one GWS fan, Triple M's own, Josh Garlop?
Yes.
made his way to the big Sydney fan pub.
Yeah.
So for those that maybe missed it, where was he, Tommy?
So they had, you know where they have the coverage and they go, let's have a look what the fans are doing back in Sydney?
Yeah.
They had a camera, Channel 7 camera, at a random pub.
Yeah.
And somehow Josh Garlop, who of course is a social media sensation,
made
his way to the front row on the couch.
Oh, wow.
And he's sitting there with a Nuffy Giants hat on. And as they cut, you can picture a producer saying, all right, when we cut to you, everyone cheer. So Josh was
look
there
excited.
Going, Giants! Giants! It was very funny.
Of course, with those long, lanky limbs as well, he would have really stood out. Well, let's dissect
the game.
Both.
You can swallow it or you can cut it open. Let's talk about the game next.
All right, Scotty Selwood's coming up as well from the Collingwood Football Club. Simon Black after 9 o'clock. Coldplay heading to Perth very soon, along with the WWE. Did you see that during the week?
I know. And do you know what? I was a, believe it or not, massive wrestling fan as a kid.
No, I was.
My brother loved it, you know. But so none of the wrestlers that I know are coming to Perth.
Okay. I'll give you
some. I think they've all retired.
Tell me if you know who they are.
The Undertaker.
The Nasty Boys. Legion of Doom.
Oh, Legion of Doom. Yeah. I remember them.
The Bushwhackers.
Nostalgia. The Bushwhackers.
Jake the Snake Roberts.
Is he? No, he's not.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
No, they're from back in the day.
Yeah, I thought.
Is he related to Lee?
I thought you meant Jake.
Anyway, that'll be exciting to see. It's coming February 24 next year. But last night, though, let's go back to the football. Collingwood held on to get a win over the Greater Western Sydney Giants.
Collingwood taking on the GWS Giants. 90,000 plus here. First opportunity for McStay. Gets off his man. He's 25 out. No angle. McStay keeps it low. Have a listen to the Pies fans.
Tap down to Chris, who fires from the pack and he's got it 30 out.
Bobby Hill.
Check breaks the tackle, runs to 40, low ball for goal, he's got it.
Boxes the fly. Big Meso splits the pack wide open. Cox to line up the MCG from 48. Mason Cox delivers. He loves a prelim. Siren will sound. Collingwood by a point and the Collingwood Footy Club are into the grand.
Oh, massive game, massive result for the Collingwood Footy Club. They're in First granny in, what? Hold on, I'm doing the math.
Five years.
Yeah, haven't won a flag since 2010, so a big opportunity for them to break that. It's funny, I was thinking that the other day about how those streaks, they just get big suddenly. 13 years, you'd think they'd won one not that long ago, but 13 years is a bloody long time. Massive win last night. GWS played really, really well as well. And Craig McRae has been a big reason for this resurgence of the Collingwood Football Club. He spoke after the game about bringing the fans along.
Our whole story for the last 2 years is bring the fans along with us. We don't win this game. I'm talking to the fans. We do not win this game without their support. 97,000 people, thank you so much. The Magpie Army, they drove us over the line. They dragged us over the line.
I really like Craig McRae. I think he speaks really well. He's composed and he just sounds like just a
There's
good
bloke.
There's
a bit of Ange Postecoglou about him. Just honest, open.
Yeah, you know, and I like what he said about the fans. And
yeah,
geez, the fans did carry them across the line. They were massive last night.
On the
always,
Triple M commentary, you see some video of the People's Caller, Barry Denner, and Mark Howard talking about how the media box was shaking at the end. Wow. I reckon the stand was actually moving because the support was so loud.
What's grand final day going to be like? Wow.
I got a couple of big decisions. So we saw Dan McStay last night. I think he's done his knee.
Shattering.
Yeah, and then Taylor Adams has a hamstring.
He has a hamstring. So back on McStay, flattening for him, and there's an added wrinkle there too. He's probably not going to play. I don't think they've officially ruled him out yet. But
they basically did in the press conference.
Yeah, he's not going to play. The shattering thing will be he also could end up being against his old side, Brisbane. It's tough for a player this week when they're that guy that just misses out, or whether it's injury or form or whatever it be. So really flattening for Dan McStay. Taylor Adams is pushing. He's pushing real hard to be back. It's a hammy.
And
I think he was more improved than they thought he was going to be at this point.
They've clearly been the best side all year, Collingwood.
They have.
But the Giants' run's been amazing since Adam Kingsley took over and Toby Green became captain.
Yep.
Last night, though, they were shattering scenes to see Toby in the rooms
like
afterwards.
Tears. Yeah, I didn't like that the camera zoomed right in
for
on him
long
and his family's
time
face. Yeah,
with him crying.
I don't know.
I don't mind
touch on it, but respect what's just happened. I think sometimes there's an element of we own you, so we can just
I think there's a fine line there because the emotion is a big part of the game, and GWS will use that, and they'll look back on those pictures and they'll want to feel that pain because next year they want to go again, right? It's all part of the game. I think it's all part of the game.
Here's Toby in the rooms, thanks to Seven, being quite emotional.
That one hurts. That one really hurts. Just, it's a tough change room at the moment, but they just put yourself out there, you know, get that close. That's what happens. A flip of a coin, really, in the end, and it just hurts.
Really well spoken. Great leadership all year from Toby Green. I love that it hurts him because they're going to come back stronger and bigger. But well done to Collingwood. Into a grand final.
Huge.
It's going to be a big, big week ahead.
And we'll be there. You'll be on your couch.
Some of you will be in Perth watching it.
Decorate the house in black and white or whatever other colour you want.
Must be nice.
Blue and maybe navy blue or maybe
I'm just a regular person that doesn't have the money to go to Melbourne every year.
Neither do we. We got involved.
Not paying for it, Tommy. I'm not paying for it.
And make money every year. Coming up shortly, though, we'll have a chat to Scotty Selwood because he's an assistant coach and one of your friends down at the Collingwood Football Club.
Yes, he is. I think he needs to be on the payroll here at Triple M because he kind of jumps on our shows quite often. Friend of the show.
Because last night, the Collingwood Football Club got the job done.
7 seconds on the clock. Hoskin Elliott looks. Collingwood leader by a point. He comes back.
And a man who's been a big part of their success this year is Scott Selwood. Morning, Scotty.
Hey, Scott.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
First time I've called you Scott. Hey, you are a big man as well.
He can call me. Don't retract the big man. He's a huge man.
Yeah, you are. Danny asked for Nick Dacos, and you got me. So bad.
I did say to Scoot a few weeks ago, geez, I'd love to get Nick Dacos or Darcy Moore on the show.
Shoot for the stars.
And he said he wrote back and he said, good luck.
How does it feel the morning after last night, Scotty?
Yeah, it's a little bit surreal. I mean, I thought the way that we played was at times a little bit into GWS's hands. But, we managed to just get over the line and manage the moments a little bit better maybe towards the end of it. And it's really exciting knowing that we're going to be in the grand final.
I was watching that game, Scoot, thinking, geez, Collingwood always find a way in these close moments. And I know Craig McRae's talked about that. We heard Darcy Moore talk about it as well. What is it about this team at the moment that when it gets tight and tough, you seem to just find a way almost every single time?
Yeah.
Well, it's a good question. I mean, we try and break it down to what the players can actually do in the moment, and we try and be really well organised is one. And the one thing that players can get away from is they can get caught up in the moment. So we've got a psychologist that works consistently with the whole group about how to manage those moments and how to stay connected and not lose your mind. So she's done an incredible job, and it's probably up to her and the way the boys have worked through that sort of stuff to know how to manage those moments in tight games.
Scoot, a lot of the boys that played in 2018 and fell short, of course, geez, this would mean a lot to them next weekend. How are those boys going? And do you sort of talk a bit about what happened 5 years ago or let it go?
No.
No, you know what I mean. Like, do you, the ones that have had that experience won and lost it, you know, do they take going into next week with a little bit more, I don't know. We're going to get back
different.
Now.
It's definitely different. I think the guys that were in those positions 5 years ago, I think of Brayden Maynard, Jordan Ngoi, Jamie Elliott in particular, they were middle-tier guys, and they probably didn't appreciate the fact. I'm sure they appreciate it, but it's really different now that they're the leaders of the footy club and the ones that at the forefront of it all. And even sitting next to Steel Sidebottom last night, he just sort of shaking his head and just couldn't believe it. He just wanted one more chance at a grand final. And he's back in this spot. So, I mean, the appreciation for what they're doing now and probably the fact that they're running the club and take real ownership of it, that I think they're really proud of where they've been able to get the club to in a really short space of time, considering 2 years ago we were 17th.
Mm. Scotty, you've been to some big games. Is that the loudest atmosphere you've been at?
Yeah, that was cool. I mean, there is one thing about being part of the Magpie Army is they're nuts, and whether you love them or hate them, you got to appreciate them for what they are. And last night, when the boys were running out, hearing the Collingwood chant was a pretty cool experience.
Yeah.
Hey, Scotty, look, I know you missed out on a grand final yourself, so you felt the heartache and what that can be like. There's a couple of guys who are really pushing. Obviously, Taylor Adams is desperate to try to play, and then last night, Dan McStay banged up. Firstly, how is Dan going? And two, there's a lot of pressure on spots for this week. It means a lot to a lot of people.
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting to see how we try and balance out the side, whether we play Nick forward or back or as mid, and that probably will determine a little bit of selection. I'm not too sure how Dan is. I know he was sore last night. It looks like he's hurt his knee and is probably unlikely, to be fair, but we've just got to wait and see. I mean, those sort of things, you can sort of hope that you can jab certain spots, and I know it sounds horrible, but at the same time, if gets him through without doing any more damage and potentially try and get to fix it in a year, I think they would look at that, but I think we've got a few other options which are available to us, but I think at the moment, you know, anyone would run out there and play and give it their best, so we'll see how we go.
Any preference who you play next week?
They're both going to, whatever it's going to be, I think it's going to be an awesome grand final. I mean, Brisbane, for the way they've played all year, and they've been such a talented team, and they play quick and fast, and it's probably similar to how we like to play as well, and we only played them a few weeks ago, as well as Carlton, and I mean, probably we learnt lessons because we lost both of those two teams. So, Carlton Collingwood grand final would be pretty cool, though.
Harder to get tickets for the mates, though, mate. That'll be difficult. You want Brisbane in there, there's some free tickets lying around somewhere.
Did people come out of the woodwork last night, Scoot?
Well, I've already messaged your husband today to see if he can get me any tickets. The request is going to be quite high, so... I'm still looking for tickets just in case there's the old high school teacher that pops up and asks for
them. Oh gosh, we know all about that. I had a few texts from the family last night, a few of the Italian fam.
Tommy was messaging you too, John.
Well, I'm going to apologise now because if you win next weekend, Ryan will be in the room, so he'll probably ask some shit questions. So just stay.
Hopefully he breaks the story. It might be his first one.
Oh, yes. Here we go.
That is good stuff.
Here we go.
Good luck next week, Scott. All the best. Hope you can get the win with the Collingwood Footy Club.
Thanks for having me. Cheers.
Scotty Selwood from the Collingwood Football Club.
Really proud of Scoot. Huge year as a coach. And to hopefully cap it off with a premiership and to say you're a premiership coach is huge. So
very good human, good coach.
Fantastic. Coming up next, though, Rhino's done something weird with his phone. We'll find out what it is.
Don't
Might
know.
Be about you, Danny.
It's intriguing.
Oh, here we go.
It's intriguing.
Probably
92.9 Triple M. Coming up, we're going to have a look at the Brownlow medal because these two people are both going along to the game, and we'll see what's going to happen on Monday night, what Danny's going to be wearing, and what question
Ryan's
going to ask her.
Showstopper. I think Vinker and Kel will say, turn off the TV. Stop looking at Dan. I think they're going to be out here in the shot.
Nah, we love a good comedy down here. Hey, speaking of comedy.
Oh, here we go.
Now, I've known you guys for a long time, right? A long time.
Yes.
But I realised this week how long. And you know how I realised that?
Uh-oh.
Do you guys ever, when you meet people and you put the number in the phone, sometimes you need to put a descriptor? Because you're like, I might never, you know, I need to know who this person
like,
is.
Like if you say, like, for example, I saved the Collingwood media manager's number and I put in brackets where she was from.
Just Collingwood media manager, you know, Felicia, whatever her name is. Yeah. So you need some qualifiers.
Here we go.
And so Tommy rung me the other day because often he doesn't ring me, he just texts me. I don't see the whole description.
Yeah.
So I just want you to give me a call, Tommy. Now, we met how long ago? It would have been at least 10 years ago.
I reckon it was 2010.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm at Channel 7.
Yeah.
Tom comes along.
Where were you then? You were working at another student.
Working
He's a uni student. Okay. And he comes along and he spends the day with me. And
every weekend for a year.
Did you work experience
How
with
lucky
him?
For him, hey?
Every weekend.
He absorbed so much.
For nothing. Saturday and Sunday.
Yep.
Good on you. That's what you had to do.
So obviously that day I meet Tom and we obviously he probably asked for my phone number so he could, you know, bug me about jobs and stuff, which worked out pretty well for Tom.
Write me a reference, Ronnie.
Yeah, there you go. now, I've saved your number, Tommy. I've saved your number in my phone. But Tommy, I want you to give me a call and I'll show you what pops up on my phone when you call me.
Okay, here we go. We're ringing.
I'm nervous. What does it say?
Good.
Tom Wopakid. Wow.
When you set that up, I thought it was going to be a lot worse. So I'll take
it. I love that you haven't changed it. Well, now let me call you.
I was going to say, he's not the only one who I had a descriptor in there
here
for.
Here we go.
Danny.
It'll be Captain Cook or something like that from all the gags of Bloody Mingo. Here we go.
If I could change it.
Here we go.
It,
I've got you saved as Ryan.
Flog. What?
Ryan Flogger. Here we go. I'll just dial your number now.
Cool.
Here we go.
Yeah. Let's see what pops up.
Oh, here we go. You've changed my name in your phone to something.
Ready? Danielle Orlando.
Orlando.
Wait, there's more. There's more.
Danielle
Shuey.
Danielle Orlando Shuey.
Wait, there's one more.
How many surnames have
girl.
I got?
Danielle Orlando Shuey girl. That's who you are.
What, Danielle Orlando Shuey, but she's a girl.
I
so whatever
lots
her surname
of qualifiers.
Is.
I needed lots of qualifiers
that
there.
That is very funny.
Danielle Orlando Shuey girl.
Did you put girl because you weren't sure if you might reflect on that contact later and think, was it Daniel or Danielle? So you put girl?
I'm assuming what
was the
thoughts
behind
I'm
girl?
I'm assuming what I was doing there was saying you were Shuey's girlfriend.
Oh, Danielle Orlando or
just
Shuey.
This would have been a long time
ago. In case you didn't make it to the next stage.
Just keep her maiden name.
Do you
want me to change it to wife now?
If you don't mind.
How many other Luke Shuey girls are in that phone?
Can I have a little audit of your contacts, please?
No, definitely none.
Send a few horses heads to you.
92.9 Triple Amateur Weekend Huddle. Let your motor run and pedal to the metal. And it's lights out and away we go! This is Rusty's Motorsport Update. Bendix Brakes, put your foot down with confidence. On the line, fresh from his, well, let's just say, fancy trip to the Singapore Grand Prix, is our mate Greg Rust from Rusty's Garage Podcast. Morning, Rusty.
Your colleagues on the Triple M Network haven't been so kind today. Most of them have said junket. So.
Wow. Let's be honest. Hey, Rusty, McLaren has extended Oscar Piastri's contract ahead of this weekend's F1 race in Japan. What are they seeing in him that fast-tracked the new deal?
I reckon it's the kind of comments that are coming actually from the team boss in Zak Brown. So in recent blog posts for McLaren and comments in other areas, he said things like a very studious athlete, a ballsy driver, Schumacher-esque applications. So all of that stuff. And when you got to remember, last week, he didn't have the updates on his car that Lando Norris did. McLaren only had time to bring one set of parts. And Lando finished on the podium. He had to come from well down the grid to finish in the points. That was a really gritty drive from Oscar. They've seen and recognised his talent, and it's great they've extended it through to 26 for him.
A great drive by Brock Feeney as well, Rusty, at the Sandown 500. How talented is this young racer?
probably don't take my words for it, Danny. Maybe look towards someone like Roland Dane, who used to own the Triple Eight team. He said a couple of years ago, you watch, this kid is hugely talented. So a couple of reminders for us. Yes, Sandown last weekend especially. I mean, all that pressure toward the end of the race, he handled it like a seasoned pro. Mm. And then don't forget, the very last race for Holden and Commodore at Adelaide last year, the Adelaide 500, was won by Brock Feeney. So Ben Gisbergen might be leaving, but they have a new star on their hands that same.
And despite all the worries about car reliability, they were pretty good at Sandown. Looks like, though, they're going to get do some independent testing in the USA to ensure the playing field is level between the Mustangs and the Camaros.
That's a big rumour, yes. So the talk is that it'll be a very expensive exercise too, I might point out. They're going to ship a Camaro and a Mustang to the United States, put it in what's called a wind tunnel, both cars. And what that does is measure things like airflow and performance and so on. And they can then get a very accurate guide, a bit more than what we have here with some of our tools, our systems at the moment, as to how evenly matched the cars are. And yeah, I probably had to eat a little bit of humble pie. We were dead set worried about some of the reliability aspects of the new cars going into the Sandown 500. There were some niggling things, but by and large, it was a very good test ahead of the Bathurst 1000 in a couple of weeks.
All right. Thanks, Rusty. We'll catch you next week,
which we believe
there'll be a best of.
That's right. I was just going to say, it's our last chat with you next week, Rusty. Sad to see the marriage.
Well, not,
I was going to call it a marriage,
he's
but we're not
dead.
Really. Well, no, I know
it's like a valet.
24.
Got to know him since March, and now we wrap up things next week, you know. Oh, that's all right. Rusty and I won't invite you two to our farewell catch-up.
Little dinner. We'll get Rusty on next week, who'll give us the biggest stories of the year so far in motorsport. Thanks, Rusty.
Look forward to it. Thank
Thanks,
you.
Reg.
The chequered flag's out for Rusty's motorsport update.
It's McLaren and Ricciardo that win the Italian Grand Prix.
Bendix brakes. Put your foot down with confidence.
All right. Beat the huddle. Let's do it right now. 1-3-3-5-3 if you'd like to play. There's two more chances to knock off Ryan if you'd like to take him on, because he has been a cocky...
Well,
all
you
season,
have, Rhino.
I've had enough of it.
Did you see his nostrils flare when you said two more chances to
beat
knock him off?
Yeah, well, I would suggest it's two more chances for our wonderful listeners to win some stuff by playing Danny.
Well, yeah, because... mate, take me on. I'll let you win. I'm a woman of the people. I will let you win the quiz.
I don't think you let anybody win. I think it just happens that way, Danny.
Maybe I'm smarter than you think.
Check this out for a prize, though. One double pass to see Live.
Huge.
And Incubus.
Huge.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I reckon that might be up there with one of the best prizes all year.
What was their album, their first
Throwing
album?
Throwing Copper.
Oh, yeah. Banger. Love that.
Absolutely. I don't know if it was their first one.
Alive,
it was a good
one. Was one of their songs.
Yeah, yeah. Very good.
All right, we'll have to get some songs out shortly for them. Triple M presents Lookout 2024 with Live and Incubus playing Whitford's Nodes Park. What a beautiful spot down there.
Yeah.
Saturday, April 20. Tickets on sale now at ticketmaster.com.au. 1-3-3-5-3. If you'd like to play Beat the Huddle, you can take on Ryan or Danny for your chance to win those great tickets to see Live and Incubus. Call right now. 92.9, a Triple M. Bit of postie there. He's in Perth again shortly. I think December at a festival.
There you go.
I saw him play with the Chili Peppers. Very good.
Another great album as well by him. He doesn't, you know. Never misses the mark.
He was better than the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Love
it. Wow.
Yeah. Jeez.
There you go.
Speaking
of concerts, we've got tickets to give away right now to see Live and Incubus next year. Here's a bit of gear for you, Rhino.
Because you're the gig man.
Oh, yeah. I remember this.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
This
very
is a huge
good.
Prize. One of the biggest we've given away on the huddle.
Yeah, it's a good one to win.
Double to see Live and Incubus. Tommy, who's the... caller brave enough.
Oh, this is live, yeah.
This
see?
Is live.
Lightning crashes.
Lightning crashes. Blake's there in Forestfield. Good morning, Blake.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, this is a pretty good prize, Blake. I would make sure I would want to win it. And then for my advice to you would be, don't overcomplicate things for yourself here. Who are you going to take on? Do you want to actually go see Live in Incubus, or do you want to miss out?
No, I'm
going to
pick you, Rhino.
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh. Bloody love it, Blake. Here Bloody love it. Knock him off. I will do what I can to help you win today, Blake.
Pass no me. Rampant cheating like the last couple of times that you've tried to knock me off.
You no can't rampant just... cheating. Just, I just want to, you know, you deserve what you deserve, Rhino. Here and I've, all of us, including Blake, from where are you from, Blake?
Forestfield.
Forestfield. Blake from Forestfield. He's had enough. All Tommy's right. had enough.
We just want a good, clean game here, okay?
All right.
Sinister.
All right. So your name is your buzzer.
Name is your buzzer.
Best of five questions. And just confirming, Ryan hasn't lost this year.
First of three.
First to get three correct. Let's just keep it simple. Thank you, Tommy. All right, Blake, are you ready?
Yep.
All right, here we go. The first question. Who scored the final goal in last night's Pies?
Blake.
Versus... Yes,
Blake.
Blake.
For you, Blake.
It would have been Jesse Hogan,
yes,
I reckon.
Yes, it was, Blake.
Good one.
It was.
Good one.
It was.
Look how excited you guys
Blake
are.
Blake takes the lead 1-0. Just,
this is how great I am. All it takes
right.
this much excitement when you take me
all
down.
Right, look at it. He's dirtying up already. Yes.
Here we go.
Blake, here we go. Which player has played the most games for Collingwood?
Ryan.
Yeah. Yes, Ryan.
Is that the end of the question?
Yes, at the end of the question.
Ever?
Yeah.
Scott Pendlebury.
Yes. All right, one apiece. Not where we wanted to
We're
be.
Back.
Not where we wanted to be, Blake. All right, here we go. Question. Can you see my questions?
No, I can't see your
Do
questions.
I look at my questions.
I would I never should, disrespect the game.
Skip the next question, Dan.
All right, here we go, Blake. Name Good a player Ryan. That has won more than one Brownlow since 2000.
Ooh.
Don't say anymore.
I get to give Blake the whole question if you get this incorrect.
Okay. Well, there's not many who've won more than one Brownlow. I'm going to say Chris Judd.
Ah,
there you go.
It was name a player that has won more than one Brownlow since 2000. You could have said Nat Fyfe, Gary Ablett Jr.
Or Chris Judd.
Adam Goods or Juddy.
2-1. We're right on the line here.
You know Blake. He's getting cocky when he's reading out his own score.
Blake, you feeling all right over there?
Yeah, just give it a bit of
head
start. I'll come
good. Yes,
I like it. Come on, I love it.
Okay, here we go, boys. What does WA in netball stand for?
Blake. Ryan.
Blake. Blake, I think I heard Blake.
I said Blake.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, well, that doesn't matter. You said Blake.
Right,
so
okay,
technically
have a crack, Blake.
Blake
there
the
you go.
Then. Well, yeah, Blake, what does WA in netball stand for?
Wing attack.
Oh, yes,
how did I stuff that up?
To a piece.
If this is how I lose.
And do you know what the funny thing was? Tommy turned your microphone off and I heard Blake in the background. I thought it was Blake saying
my
it from his
off.
Car. All
Shenanigans.
Right. Next question.
Oh, read number five out. This is good.
What colour dress did Danny Shuey wear to the Brownlow?
Right. Okay, so I have no idea. But I'm going to have a crack here. What colour dress did Danny wear to the Brownlow in 2000 and something? What colour do Pirates wear? I'm going to have a stab.
Which Brownlow was it?
I would say you would have worn a blue dress.
Oh, shit. Do you want to... What's... So
oh, hold
just,
on. No clues. No,
no
clues.
Clues. Why can't
no
I
go clues.
A clue?
No clues.
Okay, so I didn't wear blue.
Just give him a colour. Just
what
any colour.
Colour
take a colour.
Didn't wear
what
blue.
Didn't wear blue. Okay,
and
that's
it's a red carpet, so you're not going to wear red to clash
piss
with
off,
the red
Tommy.
Carpet.
Okay, that's
just,
enough.
If you, well, look, all I will say here is if I didn't wear blue...
Can we just get Blake to give us a colour?
What colour did I wear?
You guys.
Just no way.
You guys are the worst.
Because Danny, of course, is married to a West Coast Eagle.
I'm married to a West Coast Eagle, which would indicate that I do like two colours. I didn't wear one of them.
Okay. Oh, I'm just snorting everything. Can we let Blake answer the bloody question?
What did I wear, Blakey boy?
I reckon you might have wore yellow.
Oh, yeah, that winning feeling.
One of the great moments in radio history. They'll be talking about this at the Acra Radio Awards.
Blake from Forestfield knocks off Mr. Ryan Daniels.
The people's
it's a
champ
good
is dead.
Saturday, the first day of school holidays. We are loving life
I'll tell
today.
You what, my horses can lose today and I won't care.
I don't care. I don't care what happens. Who wins the Brownlow on Monday night? Ryan Daniels got knocked off
can
his
Can I just say humbly, congratulations, Blake. I kind of won it for you by saying your name. But that's fine. No, you take... No, all seriousness. Well played. Strong competitor from the start. I could tell in his voice he was confident.
Congratulations, Blake. You are off to see Live and Incubus playing at Whitford's Nodes Park, and the good thing is they can go past the Krispy Kreme.
Oh, yeah, get some donuts.
Get some donuts.
Yeah.
Nice little double. That is Saturday, April 20. Tickets on sale now at ticketmaster.com.au. Thanks, Blake. Have a great
Thanks,
Saturday.
Thanks, Blake.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.
Suck a chupa chup, Rhino, because you just lost the quiz.
How did I say his name? What was
I
doing?
I don't know. But also,
I was so excited to answer that question because I knew clearly.
Yeah.
You gave him a layup on the dress. Oh, is it blue or it's the blue or yellow?
The most PG thing
West Coast
I've ever heard come out of Danny's mouth.
What's that?
Sucker Chupa Chup is there. Yeah, welcome to it. Big second hour here in the Triple M Towers. We are still recovering from a massive night last night when Collingwood got the chocolaties.
Seconds on the clock. Hoskin Elliott looks. Collingwood leader by a point. He comes back and across. Siren will sound. Collingwood by a point. They lost the prelim by the same margin last year. And the Collingwood Footy Club, the biggest club in the land, are into the grand final.
Bit weird that Danny's now wearing a Collingwood jumper.
Well, it's funny, isn't it? Because I think earlier in the year on this show, I said I think Collingwood may have choked a little bit. Because there was a patch.
You wrote him off.
Go find that audio.
Wrote him off.
But I'm going to comfortably say now, like, I'm really happy for Collingwood. And I hope that next weekend...
That is one of the great.
I actually wrote it down. No, I wrote it down. It says here, Danny Shuey, it was in June.
Oh, we're going to start
Collingwood cannot win the premiership.
Yeah.
She actually said that. She said those words.
Because of their assistant coach, Scott Selwood.
No, I really want them to win for Scoop. I think it would be awesome to walk away as a premiership coach, and all the other Selwood brothers have had that premiership experience. So, come on, Scoop. I'm on the bandwagon.
They'll be taking on Brisbane or Carlton, and one of Triple M's own Brisbane superstar, Simon Black, is going to join us next up. He will be at the game tonight, calling it live for Triple M. He's an AFL Hall of Famer. West Aussie too, right?
All-time great.
He's
fantastic.
His career highlights run off the Wikipedia page that I'm on, so we'll talk to him next.
Cloudy morning here in Perth. Hopefully a cloud goes away for my tea time about 12:08.
You'll be hoping for rain, I reckon, about three holes in, because I don't think Tommy's got it today.
Oh, I got my shirt on.
A little
on, so
twitchy.
You got your little target pants on, your target numbers. You're looking good, mate.
Out. Thank you.
You know what? You're a hot dad today. You look like a hot dad. Okay. Hey, that's weird. We have got Collingwood into the grand final next week, and tonight it'll be do or die for Carlton or the Brisbane Lions.
And one of the Brisbane Lions superstars, Triple M's own Simon Black, joins us on the phone right now. Good morning, Simon.
Hey, Simon.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
We're really good. Well. Thanks, Blakey. Big game for your mob. Big game for you. Calling the Triple M tonight, of course, there from the Gabba against the Blues. Mate, obviously, you've done it all. And Danny was just picking up your Wikipedia page because that's how she does her research 3 minutes before the callers come on air.
Wikipedia pages can be edited, so I was very careful. I triple-checked my facts.
Yeah, that's true.
It's all true. Yeah. You have had quite the career, Simon.
Well, it's absurd. If you look down at it, it's so long. And I'm just telling the guys that you're part of my favourite trivia question that I made up that I always like to quiz people on. There's only six players who have won a Norm, a Premiership, and a Brownlow. You are one of those players.
Name the other five.
No, the other five, I'll give it to you now. James Hurd, Diesel Williams, Dusty Martin, Jimmy Bartel, and Chris Judd. That's bloody good company. You are in that group, and you are well deserving of that. Now, I haven't asked you a question, have I? Your question
Ryan,
is...
Ryan, do you want to just... it's not really about you, but...
I'll just slap that up.
Your question is, who wins tonight by how much?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to back my Lions, but, I guess they're well rested. I had the week off again, but they haven't lost at home this year and the rest of it. But, you know, as we know, with sport, it can go either way. So, so I'll back the Lions in, but it's Carlton have been in some good form, haven't they? They've been able to get over the line a couple of times in some close games, so they'll come up here confident. I think they've got this 8-day break, which is pretty significant. Mm. The Giants last night off a 6-day break, you know, third week on the road. It can be tough late. So Vossi's had a big job this week to get, you know, his players' feet back on the ground after that massive win against Melbourne. So expecting a tough, tight contest, and talking a bit of footy talk, I think that midfield battle will be super important today with both midfields and, you know, really, really potent, and both forward lines really potent too.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Brisbane's been a bloody good team for 5 years. They've won more games than anyone else in that stretch, which is amazing, but they haven't been able to get over the line. They haven't even been able to get to a grand final. How does the pressure mounting this week on that Lions team? Because windows don't stay open forever. Can they finally get across the line tonight, and what's going to change?
Yeah, it's well said, isn't it? The pressure is building. It can almost be suffocating when you've been there several times and you haven't been able to get over the line. So, look, what I would say with Brisbane is that they've got a lot of experience the last 3 or 4 years. They've got a lot of guys that have played that 100-plus game mark now, and they've played in some big games, albeit not grand finals. But, you know, this is their moment, as you say. So they've just got to get it done. You know, Carlton, who knows, have they have a massive emotional high there last week, and they, you know, back up again. But for Brisbane, yeah, they've got to make hay when the sun shines while they've got this group together. And if they don't win tonight, I'd be bitterly disappointed for them.
Jeez, lucky it's at the Gabba as well
yeah.
for Brisbane in their favour, you know.
Oh, yeah, it's tough to win up there. Very tough for teams to go up there and win.
Looking at the Triple M footy roster tonight, the great man, Brian Taylor, in the box. Have you been with Brian before? Are you ready for how he's going to probably throw you under the bus a couple of times?
Yeah, I know. I've had him a few times, and look, we've got an hour and a half chat leading before the game starts, so there'll be that much dribble coming out of his mouth. last time he was up here, actually, he was talking about, it was a couple of times ago, but it was when COVID was happening, and he flew up or whatever happened. I don't know how he got out of Victoria, but I let him out. And he's for 45 minutes talking about his trip from the airport to the hotel. I'm like, mate, there's a game of footy about to start. dribbling. So, yeah, I'll expect the same tonight, I would have thought, with BT.
Simon, do you go to the Brownlow on Monday night?
Oh, I'm not, Danny, no.
No, you're not going.
Young fella's keen to go, so I might take him the next couple of years, but I haven't been the last couple.
How does it work? Obviously, as a previous winner, do you just get a standing invite every year and you just get to choose whether you want to go?
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you're pretty fortunate in that regard.
As you should.
I've had enough red carpets for a while, so I haven't.
Yeah, I feel you, Simon. You know.
Please.
Yeah, Simon. It's my last Brownlow. Like, I'm really looking forward. I was going to say we'll catch up. We can meet each other in the flesh. You know, I'm there to mingle on Monday night.
Simon doesn't invoice for his.
Oh.
All right, so before we let you go, your tip for the Brisbane will win tonight. Give us your tip for the Brownlow on Monday.
I'm going to back Nick Dacos in. I know he's going to miss a few games late, but what a year he's had. He's a freak, isn't he?
Yeah. He's an absolute
superstar
freak.
Player. Brisbane take on Carlton this afternoon, Perth time. So an early twilight game. Mm-hmm. 3 o'clock live right here on Triple M. You can catch Blackie, Jack Haverin, BT, Kate McCarthy and the team. Go well tonight, Blackie.
And go East Frio the Sharkies this week.
Oh, big weekend for you.
That's right. Tomorrow, local reference. Of course. Yeah. Peel and East Frio.
There you go.
Tomorrow. Thanks, Blackie. Thanks for coming on the weekend huddle.
Good on you guys. Great to catch up. All the best.
See ya.
There's Simon Black. So we're getting some Lenny Kravitz coming up. A bit of Radio Craft. Say for the second last show of the year, Danny has been doing some off-field work.
Oh,
we'll find out what that is. Oh. 92.9 Triple M. It's your weekend, long weekend huddle with Ryan, Danny and Tom. See what I did there.
I like what you did there, Tommy.
Huddle. Yeah. Very clever, Tommy.
Straight after us, we are off to the Saturday Rub. Massive show, of course, last night. The Pies got the Chocolaties. They will preview the game today between Collingwood and Brisbane. 3 o'clock right here on Triple M. And coming up on our show, Brownlow Medal, Monday night. Ryan versus Danny. What's going to happen on the red carpet?
It's going to be a standoff. I'm going to snub you, I reckon. If
you do that thing where I like, Danny, Luke, and then you just pretend you don't hear me and keep walking.
I'll pinch the back of Luke's arm. And keep
that's the and worst when that happens.
And you end up with Bailey Williams.
I'll be happy to get big Bailey.
Hey, now, ChatGPT. This is quite groundbreaking for those that haven't used it before. It's actually ruining high school assignments and reports. And
this is the artificial intelligence app. Stuff,
artificial intelligence app stuff. Now we're pivoting off sport for a moment. In fact, you could use it for sport because you type into this AI ChatGPT app is what it's called, I believe. You can type in predictions for Brownlow Medal and it'll come up straight away.
That's a great idea.
It's like a Google search engine on steroids,
right? And so you can do like homework assignments.
You can do and that's why it's really controversial at schools at the moment, kids using this ChatGPT. But what it can do, and what Luke and I have caught onto recently, is if we're struggling with our creativity at bedtime for the kids, you can type in, write me a short 2-minute bedtime story, including the names Oliver and Georgia, about an adventure. And it will come up maybe 4 or 5 paragraph story.
Wow.
And it includes everything. You can type in what the kids are into and it will add it into the story.
So I could say, hey, what should we have for dinner tonight? I've got chicken. I want something healthy.
And it will write you a recipe within 30 seconds to use. You could type in the ingredients you have. It's phenomenal, the technology we have at our hands.
We get it.
I thought I'd do something a little bit funny. I thought we'd do something a little bit funny for the weekend huddle.
Okay.
And I just thought, I wonder if artificial intelligence knows enough about our show.
Surely.
I was absolutely gobsmacked by what came back to me. So all I input was Ryan Daniels, Tom Atkinson, Danny Shuey, Triple M Perth, and the Weekend Huddle.
Okay.
What came next? I honestly, like, and I say this wholeheartedly, this artificial intelligence listens. Real,
you didn't make this up.
No, this is 100% real. It obviously listens to our show. Okay.
Who doesn't?
Now, we've done a little bit of work here to get someone to narrate what came back to me.
Oh, good. Okay.
And we've got some audio. So have a listen to what ChatGPT came back with when I input our three names, The Weekend Huddle and Triple M Perth.
Danny, a beautiful woman with a contagious laugh, was a mother of two and worked alongside two men, Tom and Ryan, in the radio industry. Tom, an obsessed West Coast Eagles fan, and Ryan, a journalist with a secret love for Botox, they formed an interesting trio. They aimed to create a funny radio show, but one thing always left a sour note. Ryan's competitiveness during their weekly quiz segment.
And I made a statement at the start of the year, I will not lose. I have not lost, as I have said.
His determination to win clashed with the light-hearted atmosphere that the show aimed to maintain.
I keep giving people the opportunity to take a layup, beat Danny. She's right there. She is awful at this.
Callers would participate in the quiz, hoping for a fun and enjoyable experience, but often found themselves in a tense battle against Ryan's relentless competitiveness.
As usual, I said it at the start of the year, I'm not going to lose all year. Stop trying.
One day, as the quiz segment began, Ryan prepared for another intense round. However, this time, Danny and Tom decided to intentionally help the caller win.
Next question, what date is the AFL Grand
Ryan.
Final this
year?
Sorry, that was Jaden.
Clearly, that was Ryan first.
That was Jaden. I heard Jaden say.
Clearly.
No, there's a slight delay on the audio for Jaden's buzzer. Jaden, what's your answer there?
Caught off guard by their unexpected antics, Ryan couldn't help but join in the laughter. And from that day forward, Ryan learned to put his ego aside and embrace the humour and lightheartedness that Danny and Tom had brought to the show.
Oh, good gear.
There you go. How it's did ridiculous. AI know that you needed
Are
to
you
learn to put
me?
Your ego aside?
Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding you. I input our names into ChatGPT.
And that's what
and
came
that's
up.
The story. They are listening to this show, and the word's getting out there that you are a little bit cocky with the quiz.
I'm sure about the Botox jab there as well.
Yeah. And if anyone heard earlier...
I lost.
You lost the quiz?
I'd like it on record that I somehow won the one before where you tried to cheat.
Anyway, we know that's quite interesting.
Shenanigans.
That's accurate, but I reckon if you did it this week, it's missing one thing from the past couple of weeks, Ryan. Probably
what's
used
that?
To weasel its way into the
oh,
show.
Oh, the Pirates. You have got in there for sure. You did it again.
Oh, get lost.
Good craft from you, Danny.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Coming up, some Brownlow gear, and we'll talk about the game tonight, 92.9 Triple M. This afternoon, we'll find out who will be taking on Collingwood, because last night they just, well, they held on by the narrowest of margins.
Bobby Hill kicks the goal that Collingwood needed.
Spills to McCreary, cross the body, 20 out, and the Pies have hit the front. Mychek breaks the tackle, runs to 40, low ball for goal, and he's got it.
Boxes the fly. Big Meso splits the pack wide open. Cox to line up the MCG from 48. Mason Cox delivers.
It's a big result. Collingwood into the grand final always makes the occasion a little bit bigger, whether you love them or you hate them. They're a massive club, and the Pies fans will be feral.
Why do people hate Collingwood so much?
They bring it upon themselves.
Got? Yeah.
But is it it's not the players. You mean the club as a whole? Like, there was also years there where they hardly travelled to play? And
yeah,
is that what
there's about 30,000 different elements. So you've got the favouritism with the draw. Mm. They get that there. They get the Eddie Maguire, he rattles a few cages these days. I think you've got the toothless fans that are a little bit feral, which is a bit of a stereotype, but let's be honest, it's mostly true.
Jeez, the scenes of the fans last night, they were up and about.
So last time Collingwood made a grand final, it might have been 2018, was it? I can't remember. Anyway, I went down to training because I was there to cover the week, so we're doing a story on, you know, Collingwood training, this would be great, let's get some ferals.
Yeah.
And I'm interviewing this bloke, and I was like, geez, you got more teeth than I thought you'd have. And he's like, oh, no, that's just a stereotype. And I was like, why aren't you at work? Oh, I'm in between jobs.
That is a stereotype, because I know people who are Collingwood supporters who are pretty like...
Yeah. Nah, there is a collection of them who are high.
Let's be honest, they were lucky last night.
They were very lucky. Ooh, do you know what the difference was in that game, Tommy?
That Toby game.
As I've been saying all week, but 6-day break off travel. 15-day break, haven't left Melbourne in 8 weeks, 9 weeks. That when you have that last 10 minutes that you need to find something, and GWS were bloody brilliant.
Yeah,
I watched that game without any sounds. I was at the 40th last night. I was just amazed at how tough and how tight that game was, and both of those teams played bloody good footy.
Jordan Dugowie, that last night showed why you're paying the money.
Yeah.
You put up with a bit of off-field stuff.
Yeah.
You back him in because he was
best on ground.
Incredible. And they couldn't get him back onto the ground.
I was going to say, now, if they had lost that game, all the talk today would be around Collingwood would be how could they not get Jordan Dugowie back on the ground? That would be all of the comments. They got away with it. But without their best player and their game breaker, it was...
There was 43 seconds to go, and Dugowie was smiling, giggling on the bench. I think he knew as well.
That'd be tough too. When you're in that zone, he's thinking, I'm smashing it today. Like, I need to get back out there and win this or make sure it's... And then you've got no control at all.
Here's Craig McRae talking about the growth of Jordan Dugowie.
We all grow up, don't we? I'm 50 today. I'm getting a bit old. He's 26 or something. Like, he's growing. Some take a little bit longer to find who they are. And, we're really proud of his journey, his growth. He's a work in progress. He's not finished. But what you're seeing definitely is a guy that's growing up.
On that money, he's probably being underpaid because he was clearly the best player on the ground. And down the other end, Toby Green, who had a good game, hits a couple of goals.
Okay game.
Yeah. I'm not sure if you saw him in the rooms afterwards.
Yeah. Why were the cameras filming him bawling like that? They did that to us in 2015 when West Coast lost. No, and now there's images online of Luke and I crying and embracing each other. Get the cameras out of his face. Give him privacy with his family.
Hold on. Can I ask this though?
No, honestly, zooming in, like, do it. Just have some respect.
Be back. I agree with that.
That one hurts. That one really hurts. Just, it's a tough change room at the moment. But they just put yourself out there, get that close. That's what happens. A flip of a coin, really, in the end. And just hurts.
I love that because it shows you how much he cares because so many people care about footy. Like there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of members and they pay their money and they go. And sometimes I think they wonder, do the players care as much as we do? That's proof that they absolutely do.
The Pies, and we'll find out who they play tonight when they take on, or Carlton take on Brisbane. Anyway, Monday night is the Brownlow medal, which of course I think... you guys will both be out as
also
well.
Also going to that.
Yeah. You're going to the Brownlow, Rhino.
Yes, I'll be there.
Say that. You've been standing here talking about it as if you're just...
I just appear at things.
Oh, that'd be nice to have a little shardy together. I'll be there.
Can you imagine Ryan asking you questions about what you're wearing?
Yeah, you're doing the red... No, you're not doing the red carpet.
No, so I have to do the red carpet stuff for Seven News beforehand.
We've been interviewed by Ryan.
I reckon every year. I don't have to.
It's all coming back to me.
It's terrible.
You do not get a pirate reference when you talk to them.
I won't be wearing any type of...
Doesn't matter.
Tommy, I'll do it. Don't worry. Just for the show. I'll get it on there.
We'll get it and play it.
I promise you I'll get something in there.
I've never had the pleasure of doing the outfit. Spin.
You want us to get you to spin?
Somehow, well, it would be nice just for mum and grandma and everyone watching at home, you know. Like, I think they watch the red carpet and my girlfriend's
for that moment.
I
will guarantee that you get on Seven News that night. I will guarantee it. There you go. Put it in writing.
Ask me what I'm wearing. Do a little pan down.
Yep.
I'll make sure I've shaved me ankles.
Drama on the red carpet as wife of former captain falls over.
Can you spin?
Flat.
Seriously.
I can spin.
In a dress?
I can do whatever. Mate, I am you.
You don't strike me as the graceful type.
Don't worry about me. Ask me.
Awkward gaff on red carpet as Danny's dress reveals a little bit too
much. All right, enough about the red carpet. Let's talk about the blokes who are actually a chance to take home the Charlie. Now, Nick Dacos.
Yeah, favourite all year.
Obviously the favourite. And what a year, like, to cap it off.
Missed a lot of games at the end, though.
Yeah. So what do you think? What do you think?
Had he not got injured, I think he wins by 10 votes. I think he was steamrolling ahead. Do you agree, Tommy?
I think he will just hang on. And I reckon the Bont will be charging late. But in the last couple of games, I think the Bont just didn't quite get the three votes we thought he'd get. So Nick Dacos by one vote.
Well, I've been saying this for a while. My very good mate of mine who gambles professionally, right? Now, I don't... Don't gamble, kids. Gamble responsibly.
Is he in the studio?
He's not. No.
He said professional.
Professional. He's good at it. Which is just rare. Zach Butters is the guy. He's been on it for a while. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested, just a little taste. Zach Butters is the one.
Okay. Jeez, it's going to be a big night, isn't
Who's
it?
Who's on your and table, like, Danny?
We've got Ozzie Allen. Big Aussie.
Of course, he's going. Had a great season.
I have to be careful
How many at a table? Is it 12?
10, I believe.
10. So five players and their partners.
Okay. And if Bung has been our third wheel
yep.
forever, normally you have another player.
Is he back at the farm already?
No, Bung's hanging around Perth. He's kicking around Perth. So, yep, no.
So you have you and Luke. That's two seats.
Two seats. Then you got Oscar Allen and Lorna.
That's four.
Got to be careful around Aussie because when I have a few too many drinks, I sort of get him in a bit of a headlock and he's always had something sort of sore shoulders.
Surgery,
I know.
So.
I'm hoping I'm not sat next to him.
Try not to injure Oscar Allen.
I do enjoy myself at the Brownlow.
He's all they have at the moment.
Tim Kelly and Kelly. Caitlin.
Okay, so that's six. Yep.
Yeah. Had a great year.
We've got, who have we got? Whisper that Bailey Williams is coming with
Big Bailey.
Big Bales.
Wow.
And I would assume TB. Duggo can't this year. Okay. I think he's away. Jesus, I don't know who else
Yowie?
The club have invited. Yowie would have got a gig, but I don't think Yowie can come this year either. Yeah. Anyway, okay.
Isn't he in
got a few spare seats at the table. Tommy might get a ticket after
him. Right, I was going to say, if the media and communications
I'll just shuffle
table,
over.
We'll come have a drink. No worries.
I'll shuffle over.
All right, Monday night, check it out. Gamble responsibly.
I wouldn't mind if we got to a sort of two spare seats, we could invite like Elijah Hewitt and Ruben Jimmy, like some of the young boys come along. That would be fun.
Yeah,
Hamish Brayshaw came along to a Brownlow with us a few years back. He came as Nick's date and it was great. Right. It was good fun on the table having, you know, the young ones around. So,
yeah. Bit of youth.
Monday night, enjoy. And we'll hear that audio next week. The challenge has been set.
I'll get it in there. I'll get a couple. How many do you want me to hit? Three?
If you try to interview me and throw in a gag, I'm going to give you absolute crickets and you will be able to tell your chief of staff that the shoeys walked straight past me. I will snub you.
They'll go, what was with that Danny Shoey interview? Nah. Why do you keep talking about pirates?
Welcome to the red carpet, Ryan Daniels. That didn't work.
This is why you're not coming to the Brownlow, Tommy. Stuff like that.
All right, coming up, we'll wrap the show up. Preview the game, Carlton and Brisbane live on Triple M tonight, 92.9 Triple M. Done and dusted. We are off to the Saturday rub. Today, though, 3 o'clock live right here on Triple M. Carlton take on Brisbane. I think the Lions will just get the job done.
I think Brisbane will win that game. Do you know they've won more games than any other team in the last 5 years? More than Geelong, more than Melbourne, more than anybody. It's their time. Their window's open. They've got to go through
it. Well, Brisbane's up and about. The NRL and the AFL.
Super Saturday, they're calling it.
Super Saturday. What do you call it normally, Tommy? You call it a whenever there's a two doubleheader? You do. Hey, Royal Show starts today.
Sorry, I was trying to think.
Yes.
The Royal Show kicks off today. First week of school holidays. Ryan, I'll throw the question to you. You've
got
two kids, William and Avery. I imagine they're right in the thick of daddy. Take us to the Royal Show.
Yeah, they do.
What's your budget per child?
We give them $100 each.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't go that, mate. That doesn't go that far at the show. That's like one show bag and a donut. Like, it's a pretty tight race.
It's 50 birdie beetle bags.
Yeah, no, $100 gets them a bit. It gets them a fair bit.
They're not here this year.
No birdie beetles. Yeah.
What?
They've run out of supply. Yeah, they rationed them around the country for shows.
You're kidding.
And they ran out before they got to Perth.
Oh my gosh.
I have a theory on birdie beetles.
$100 what?
That they made them like 40 years ago. And there's just this giant warehouse
the
full of them. And they just, when else do you see birdie beetles?
It's so true.
They're only available one time a year.
That's why you get a $40 ticket to the show.
What's your kids' budget?
Well, we've not really been Royal Showers because they were still quite little, but this is our first year.
Oh, what are you going to do? You're going to follow the $100 rule?
I reckon we're just going to go bottomless pit and let them really enjoy the day.
At the end of the day.
Is the Luke Shuey gold card still working?
Must be
just
nice.
Walk through, just waving it around.
I don't know. We are your average Joes. We line up. We get our tickets in. We just
do a couple of appearances at the Big Red Rooster and then.
Yep. Tommy, you'll see it. However many Instagram posts Danny makes of Royal Show Day, that'll tell you how much free
Might
swag.
Might see you on the bumper cars today, Rhino.
All right, that's us done and dusted. Enjoy the footy tonight. We're back next week for a big grand final audition. These two idiots will be in Melbourne. I'll be here in Perth and we'll wrap the big year up. 92.9 Triple M.
That's it for this week's edition of 92.9 Triple M's Weekend Huddle.
These legends will be back next week for all things sport and a side of carry on.
But until then, remember to get the podcast from the Listener app.